Coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since Hell Coffee blends are brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Ah, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity. It's 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to buy it, and I bet every office would, too. Where do I get some?
It's all toll-free. 866-222-3017. Or you can go to CoffeeKing.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Oh, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017 or coffee.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself and tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals that recovers 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formula like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going to a regular jog 2 months later, we were doing something. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time, liver function dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop Jack McLam, and good to be with you here on this Easter Sunday. And I wanted to just start out by saying that I've got an email here from my son, who's a major in the Army, and I want to share that with you, but I was just telling you that things aren't often, most of the time, matter of fact, aren't often what we think they are. And we have been deluded in this country in so many ways, and the vast majority of the American people are still deluded about all the things that you and I have figured out over the years through much study and research and gathering the facts to prove all these conspiracies, you know, the political conspiracy. You and I are supposed to think we have a difference when we vote Republican, or we have a difference when we vote Democratic, and we really don't. They're controlled by the same international criminal elite, and we're supposed to believe that we have a valid money system, and of course you and I know that we have a fraudulent money system that's based on debt, and that's a long story, but you know, we're talking about the monetary conspiracy, which we know the ins and outs of on Republic Broadcasting Network here. And then the educational conspiracy, and we could go on and on and on, okay, with the conspiracies. But the thing that we are so lax in unknowledgeable in is the spiritual conspiracy. And Steve Wahlberg, this Christian Jew, Hollywood producer, and quite a very talented young man, his book End Time Delusions takes the King James Bible and proves things to you and me that have deluded us for years. Now, I've been a Presbyterian when I was a young child. My mother had me go to a Presbyterian church, and then I became a Southern Baptist after going into the Vietnam War, and was baptized as a Southern Baptist. And they're just as deluded, folks, as any other religion out there. They truly are. And this is a good time to find out how we've been deluded so that we can get back on the correct path in this nation. And this correct path, folks, as I've said before, will take 75 to 80% of Americans that claim they're Christians and wake them up, get them out of their prayer closets, get them out of occupying a pew with their derriere when God says, occupy the world until my return, get them back out on the field of battle against God's enemies and our republic's enemies. And that's what we need. We need to get this 75, 80% of our people back on the field of battle and stop sitting around waiting for the secret rapture that's supposed to come next week. And it's not coming. And we can prove that with the help of research of many, many people. I've got numerous books here. Here's one by Mr. Wilson and Mr. Daring, Rapture, Prophecy, or Heresy. And I have book after book after book here, The Other End of the World. And let's see, Matthew 24 is fulfilled by Pastor John L. Bray, and on and on and on. Hundreds of books here. But I've never seen one as concise and so effective at laying out in just a few pages. Let's see, what is this book? I'm looking at my copy here that I've got all marked up all kinds of ways. About 225 pages. Never seen anything like it, that it's so concise. And he just lambasts each one of these delusions that Christians are under today in just a few pages here. And so I'm pushing this book. I don't make a dime on it. We're going to be carrying it, however, here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. But, of course, we're all volunteers, so we don't make any money off that. But I've had Steve on my radio program several times. And his book is just causing a stir throughout Christianity as we're discovering. I've got a preacher here in my area, by the way, that just accepted the book from me. And he's read it now, and now he told me the other day he's going to go back and research it, okay, now that he's read it. And I don't know what that means, but he was excited to come up and tell me that he had already read it, and now he's going to go back and just research it and put the King James Bible down beside it. And I asked him, I said, Pastor, I said, I respect you very much, and he's one of the best pastors in the area up here, but he's under all these delusions. But I said to him, I said, Pastor, I said, thank you for reading the book. I said, now, I want you to read it and study it and get back to me if you find that Steve Wahlberg, this Christian Jew, is in error in any way. And he promised he would. Okay, I haven't heard from him yet. Okay, and I'm pretty good on the Bible. I'm not a Bible scholar. I wouldn't call myself a Bible scholar. I'm not a preacher. But I've been studying that book for a long time, folks, and I've been studying, researching for many years, probably about 15 years now in earnest, really going at it, okay? So I'm pretty hard to trick nowadays because every time I pick up a book, I pray to God. I say, Lord, please give me wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. I don't want to be tricked. I don't want to be tricked or fooled or deluded. Please give me discernment while I read through this book here on religion. And I believe God has blessed me with not being deluded because every time I go through a book, I seem to be able to find out where the the writer is in error, according to the Word of God, or is accurate, okay? And Steve Wahlberg's book, I've been through it three times, folks, and I can't find where he's in error, only one spot, only one place. But it's pretty common for Jewish people to be in error in this one spot. And Steve Wahlberg, being a Christian Jew, is in error in only one spot. And it is pretty simple, and it has nothing to do with salvation or anything like that. He is in error in saying that the Jews, that Abraham and others said that the Jews would return to Israel as God's chosen people sometime, somewhere. Okay, now he knows, of course, that 1948, the return is not true. It was not God's chosen people returning to Israel. And he explains that in his great book here. But where he's in error is not understanding that when Moses, or when Abraham said what he said, he was talking about all of Israel, all of Israel. And that means all of Jacob Israel's sons, 12 sons, one of which, the fourth son, was Judah. And there was not a Jew on the face of the earth until Judah was born. Okay, because his name was Judah, and the word Jew came from Judah. All right, and so that is the only place that Steve Wahlberg is off base, is that he believes that it is the Jews alone that was to return to Israel and as God's chosen people sometime, somewhere. Okay, but he does know that it wasn't 1948. But other than that, brothers and sisters, here we go. Okay, I'm sorry, folks. Had a call come in, and it's from a guest that I'm supposed to have on, and I'm going to have a guest next hour, and I forgot all about it. Isn't that amazing? I had a second call on another line, and Gary Brogman is calling in. And he is the, as most of you know, he's our Border Patrol agent that was put in prison once again for doing his job, and just got out of prison after a year in prison, 2 years in prison, I think it's 2 years in prison. And he's really mad about Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compion being put in prison now, just like he was, by this evil prosecutor, okay? And so he'll be on with us next hour. He just called me, and I was so happy he did. The phone just rang, and I could hear his message, and he reminded me that he's on today. So praise the Lord. We'll have him on in just an hour here, in the next hour. But back to what I was saying, folks, about end-time delusions. Praise the Lord for Steve Wahlberg, this Christian Jew, that got it right all throughout this whole book, except that one area where he calls everything that Abraham said about the Jews. But Abraham didn't. It was about the 12 sons of Jacob Israel. That's the 12 families. And that's 12 tribes, they call it today. And one of those tribes was Judah, of the Jews. And so, now, I'll be right back, and we'll get into my son's email to me. And then we'll get on to other things today, okay? All right, thank you. We'll be right back now.
This Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I think I made an oops. I think I made an oops today. I think I'm supposed to have, I'm almost certain I'm supposed to have our dear brother who just got out of prison, Gary Brugman, on, who's a great Border Patrol agent that has been railroaded into prison just like Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos, and now the sheriff's deputy, Mr. Hernandez, I forget his first name, but he's going to be on with us now, I hope. I hope we can reach him because he was supposed to be on the 2 hours today, but I guess what happened, folks, is Easter kind of threw me off. You know, it's Easter today, and I woke up last night praying and asking God about what I should talk about today, forgetting that I had invited Border Patrol agent Gary Brugman to come on and talk about how he was railroaded into prison by Johnny Sutton, the same devilish, demonic, I think, a friend of George W. Bush's, who's trying to earn his bones with George W. Bush by helping to shut down the Border Patrol, getting them to stand down. And Gary Brugman was the first Border Patrol agent was railroaded into prison for doing his job, and now we have two others in there, and now we've got a sheriff's deputy that was doing his job trying to save his own life from being run over by a van full of illegal aliens that were trying to run him over, and he fired his weapon at their tire, trying to put the tire out. I'd have shot the driver. But he fired at the tire and injured shrapnel from his bullet, I guess, broke off and hit one of the passengers. And so they put him in prison now for a year for just trying to save his own life when these illegal aliens tried to run him over. And so anyway, it's a serious situation, folks, because we need the Border Patrol to be up and running and doing their job and not being afraid to do their job. And this Johnny Sutton, working under George W. Bush, is trying to, I guess, become a federal judge somewhere, trying to impress Skull and Bones Bush Jr. that he's evil enough to be up there as in a federal judgeship, and he wants to get promoted, is all I can figure, because he keeps sending our very best Border Patrol agents to prison. And so, Gary Brugman, I hope, is Gary on with us yet? No, I guess Gary's not here yet, but he did call me on my other phone, and that's why I hesitated for a minute here and listened to the message, and sure enough, Gary's waiting for us to get a hold of him, and I hope we can do that, because I feel so bad that I was thinking Easter and thinking about other things this morning when I woke up, and preparing to do the show around Easter and the Lord's Day and so forth. So hopefully we'll have Gary with us here in just a matter of minutes. But let's go. I'll go on with these things here. I want to read to you my son's story here that he sent to me. Very good, folks, because when you are serving the Lord and living within His laws, God will put His hand of protection upon you, folks. There's no question about it. And He says that about our nation, too, in 2 Chronicles 7:14. But here is what my son sent me. God and the spider. God and the spider. Oh, good, good. We've got Gary on with us. Gary, welcome to the program. Brother, hang on just a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Right back with you. During World War II, a U.S. Marine was separated from his unit on a Pacific island. The fighting had been intense, and the smoke and the crossfire, through that, he had lost touch with his comrades, his fellow soldiers. Alone in the jungle, he could hear enemy soldiers coming in his direction. Scrambling for cover, he found his way to a high ridge, to several small caves in the rock. Quickly, he crawled inside one of the caves. Although safe for the moment, he realized that once the enemy soldiers looking for him swept up the ridge, they would quickly search all the caves and he would be killed. As he waited, he prayed, "Lord, if it be your will, please protect me. Whatever your will is, though, I love you and I trust you. Amen." After praying, he lay quietly listening to the enemy beginning to draw close to him. He thought, well, I guess the Lord isn't going to help me out of this one. Then he saw a spider begin to build a web over the front of his cage, or his cave. As he watched, listening to the enemy searching for him all the while, the spider layered strand after strand of web across the opening of the cave. Ha, he thought, what I need is a brick wall. And what the Lord has sent me is a spider web. God does have a sense of humor, he said to himself. As the enemy drew closer, he watched from the darkness of his hideout and could see them searching one cave after another. As they came to his, got ready to make his last stand. To his amazement, however, after glancing in the direction of his cave, they moved on. Suddenly, he realized that with the spider web over the entrance, his cave looked like no one had entered for quite a while. I believe I hear the music back there, folks. I'll finish this up when we come back, and then we have Gary on with us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Officer Jack McLam program here, and we are pleased to have on with us Gary Brugman. We'll be with him in just a second here. Let me finish up my son's email to me. As I said, my son's a major in the Army. He sent this over to me. And here we have this soldier back in a cave, and he prays to God to save him. And he sees this spider erecting a web over the front of the cave. And he says, I wanted a brick wall, Lord, and you sent me a spider. You have a good sense of humor. But what he didn't realize is when the Japanese soldiers came to the cave, they would see the spider web, which they did, and believed that nobody had entered there for quite a while. So they moved on. So his final words were, God, forgive me. Prayed the young man, I had forgotten that in you, a spider web is stronger than a brick wall. Now, we all face times of great trouble. When we do, it's so easy to forget what God can work in our lives, folks, sometimes in the most surprising ways. And remember, with God, a mere spider web becomes a brick wall of protection. And my son ends this with this. He says, Lord, thank you for all of our military and their families. I pray for your brick wall of protection to protect them every day. Amen. And I say amen too. Thank you, son. for sending that over to me on this Easter Sunday. It's very appropriate. But I have great apologies to make to our dear brother, Gary Brugman. Gary, I'm glad you called me, because I woke up last night in bed and was thinking about Easter, and I prayed, I asked the Lord to give me something to say on Easter today, give me the words to say, and brother, I totally forgot about you. So I'm so happy you called, because I heard you on the other line when you told me, am I going to be on today? So here you are, brother, and I apologize, we've lost a half hour. And I really don't know how to apologize to you for that. I only tell you I'm just sometimes my memory is not so good. But folks, Gary Brugman was a great Border Patrol agent for a number of years, and he too was attacked by this Johnny Sutton, U.S. Attorney Johnny Sutton. As it is the belief of our police and soldiers here at our two police and military associations, that Johnny Sutton is working his way to try to charm this skull and boner Bush Jr. into promoting him up to a federal judgeship by doing something Bush has always wanted to do, and that's have the Border Patrol stand down so the border will be totally open. And Johnny Sutton, as a one-armed malicious prosecutor there, seems to be doing the job, as he keeps putting great agents like Gary Brugman in prison for doing their job, and he's caused a lot of consternation among Border Patrol agents now that he's put four agents in prison and one sheriff's deputy, too. And the Border Patrol is really, really afraid, and I've talked to several Border Patrol agents, and I'm sure Gary has, too. They're very concerned about doing their job, because every time a great agent like Gary Brugman and Jose Compion and Ignacio Ramos and Sheriff's Deputy Hernandez does their job, they're getting put in prison now. And that's almost like a death sentence. It can be. And Gary, so happy to have you on, brother. I want you to, I have not told him your story yet of what happened. Would you like to start there, Gary?
Yeah, sure, Jack.
Go right ahead, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. And I was waiting for your call, and I was wondering, I figured it was Easter, maybe something else had happened, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother. My mind was focusing on Easter.
No, that's
and
great.
I totally forgot that we had set it up for you being here today. Please forgive me, brother.
No, that's fine, Jack. Easter's a great day, one of my favorite holidays.
Go right ahead, brother. Okay.
Back in 2001... down in Eagle Pass, Texas, I chased a group of illegal aliens that had crossed the border. It was about 10 or 12 of them. And I chased them for a mile and a half, yelling for them to stop, and they kept on running. And a trainee agent caught the group about a mile and a half down the road and was trying to get them to sit down and didn't have full control of the situation. He had aliens in front of him, to his left and behind him. And the ones behind him were doing like a squat and run. I didn't know if they were going to attack the agent or run. I had perfect reason to think they were going to run again, because I just chased them for a mile and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I ran up on them, and I pushed them with the bottom of my foot and told them to sit down. And that was pretty much it.
Is all you did, is you took your foot. He was down in a crouched position, and I guess the other Border Patrol agent had told him to get down, right? And he didn't do it. So you pushed him down with your foot, and that was it, right?
Yep, that's all I did on the incident that I was charged with.
And what happened then?
Well, they were taken back to the station and processed for voluntary removal. And one of the aliens saw a sign that said, if you feel you've been abused, that we have hanging there. If you feel you've been abused or mistreated, notify your consulate. And he did that, because it's his right to do that. And the consulate, instead of going to my chief, I guess went to the U.S. attorney. And the U.S. attorney got the Office of the Inspector General on me. Now the ironic thing, Jack, is 6 weeks after that happened, I was involved in a narcotic seizure of over 830 pounds of marijuana that came into the country. And again, I chased two smugglers. After we caught four or five of them, I chased two more. and it was about 5:30 in the morning, foggy morning, and I got into an altercation with him. After we jumped through a barbed wire fence, I tried grabbing one of them. Somehow I got slammed on the ground, and this smuggler was sitting on top of me. I was flat on my back. He had me by the collar and had my arm pinned down. I said, "Oh my God, I'm losing this one." I said, this isn't right.
Very dangerous, brother. Those guys kill people. They're smugglers.
Exactly. I mean, and right before that, a few years before that, we had an agent down in Eagle Pass named Jefferson Barr, who lost his life for 50 pounds of marijuana that they brung across.
Yeah.
Because he was involved in a fight with a dope smuggler. And that was just 50 pounds. This guy had 830.
Yeah.
And that ran through my memory. So to make a long story short, I got my hand loose and I sort of broke his nose. Well, he got turned over to DEA. He got charged four felony counts. And he got sentenced to 57 months in prison.
Uh-huh.
When I finally went to trial for pushing the other alien on the ground, they brung this guy out of his prison cell that I was not even charged with or had anything to do with the case. It happened 6 weeks later. They brung him out of prison to testify against me, and out of a four-day trial, spent 3 days trying me for the case I wasn't even charged with.
Isn't that something? That's that evil Johnny Sutton again, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ironically, the prosecutor, it was his office, the prosecutor who did it was the same guy that Bill Bauman, the same one that railroaded Gilmer Hernandez.
Uh-huh. Well, my goodness, brother. Well, you put 2 years in, did you?
Yes, sir.
I want people to read your story, Gary, because it's a fascinating story of how you stayed alive in prison. And I know the Lord brought you through it because there's nothing more dangerous in prison. I can tell you as an old cop myself, than to be in prison today with 25% of the prisoners in federal prison today are illegal alien criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And many of them drug smugglers.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to make that true, brother, without being killed is a miracle. But you did certain things to protect yourself besides praying about it, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell them some of the stories of what you did. Because it's amazing. And as I said before, my son's story is so important about the God and the spider for that
mm-hmm.
World War II soldier, that Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Because God can protect you. And what happened to you, Brother Gary?
And he did. I mean, I didn't exactly have a spider web, but I had magazines and newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And it had never crossed my mind. I mean, I've been through a lot of things in my military and Border Patrol career, Jack. And
yes.
One of the scariest things is being a federal agent in prison.
My gosh, I can't imagine. I think I'd almost have heart failure over that one, brother.
Okay.
That you had to be under stress 100% of those 2 years.
You know, Jack, I ended up, for 2 years, I hardly got any sleep because it was an open squad bay because they put me right into the compound.
Yeah,
general population. General population.
Well, brother, to do that, they were trying to get you killed. That is so stupid that it had to be planned that way, that they would put a Border Patrol agent in general population with all these drug runners that have been put into prison by Border Patrol agents and others. Yeah, that was not an error, brother. I think they did that on purpose.
I don't doubt it one bit. I mean, I got surrounded several times, and I got threatened many, many times, and
yeah.
I ended up standing my ground, but it was pretty scary. I put up the big front, but you know, I can't say that I wasn't terrified. As soon as I walked away, I was looking over my shoulder all the time and running for my magazines, tucking them into my pants just in case I got stabbed, because I was told I was going to get stabbed and killed. I was ordered by the Mexican population in two of the prisons where I was at to check myself into the special housing unit, which is solitary. And I told them I wasn't going to do that because the only thing that I had to look forward to were my phone calls and my mail.
Yeah.
And you don't get any of that in solitary like where Nacho and Jose are right now, Campeón and Ramos.
You don't even get phone calls in your mail?
You get... you're allowed a limited number of mail, and then your phone calls. I think you get one phone call a month for ten minutes.
Hey.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I had. That's the only thing that kept me sane was talking to my family and friends. And
incredible.
And I refused to be locked up in a. I mean, I did plenty of time in isolation when they first took me in. But I refused to be locked up 24 hours a day, going stir crazy when there were dopers and child molesters and meth cooks outside playing basketball and exercising.
Yes, I can understand that. It would almost drive you insane to be locked up 24 hours a day like Ignacio Ramos is and Jose Compion is right now.
Yes, sir.
So I understand that. They haven't even given Ignacio Ramos his Bible, won't even let him have the Bible. But I was happy to hear the other day that Jose has read through his Bible one time already. But I'll tell you, I think they're trying to torture our dear brothers because you know, and I know, brother, that most of those that are in that type of detention are allowed out 1 hour a day with guards. Mm-hmm. To go out and exercise and get in the sunshine a little bit, 1 hour a day, or to take a shower or something like that. And these guys, I don't even think they're allowing them to do that, are they?
I actually don't know what's going on with them, but, yeah, you're allowed 1 hour. It's actually every other day.
Every other day.
And they walk you out. You got to put your hands through the door. They cuff you up. They walk you out, and pretty much all they do is put you in a cage outside.
They'll put you in a cage outside.
Yeah, and that's all it is. It's just a caged area outside.
I see. Wow.
And
that is torture, brother. I don't know any other way to say it, but that is actual torture for a human being to live like that. And I don't blame it. I don't blame you a bit. I might have been like you, knowing I have to do a couple years. I think I would have rather taken my chance out there with the general population. And if God wanted to send me home, then he'd send me home. But I don't think I could hack being locked up 24 hours a day like that for a couple of years. I don't think I could take it.
Yeah, you got to get yourself in the mind frame. It took me a while, Jack, but you had to realize that you are an inmate. You're not a federal agent anymore. You are an inmate, and you have to start acting like one. And I'm not saying, you know, break the rules or anything like that, but you know, the officers are not your friends. They're not there to help you.
Yeah.
Because if you go up to them and tell them, listen, I used to be a federal agent, they're going to come up to you and say, what, do you want favors now? Or if you don't tell them anything, they're going to be like, well, why didn't you tell me? You hiding something?
Yeah.
So you can't wave or salute. So you have to actually get into the mindset. And at one point, I even shaved my head bald and grew a goatee just to blend in.
Ah, okay. Very smart. Very smart. Yeah.
So I mean, you know, and it was pretty rough, but I prayed a lot, and a lot of times when it seemed like God was really distant and wasn't even around, I remember reading in the Bible that that's when you have to believe and pray to Him the most and know that He's there.
Yes. Well, He pulled you through, brother, and I am just so pleased, and I know all of our listeners are too. But tell me about this Johnny Sutton guy. They did everything they could. They lied. They destroyed your chances of winning your case. And could you describe a little bit about how these very evil prosecutors did that to you to railroad you into prison totally unfairly? And actually, it's criminal what they did to railroad you into prison, brother. Go ahead and tell our listeners that.
You know, it sure seems like it to me, because one thing that kept me high during my trial, Jack, was that I believed in the system. I would worked for the government for so long, and I believed that, you know, I was going to get a fair trial and that everybody was going to see what happened. But during the trial, when I saw what these guys did, bringing this dope smuggler out of prison that had nothing to do with my case, and then the way they coached the illegal alien, Jimenez Saldana, which is one I was charged with, into saying things and denying other things, I was like, this is a total false. This is totally false.
Yeah, they were railroading you.
They got these two other agents that I used to work with, because they were actually the ones whose name were on the apprehension report. So when I guess when they got them immediately, they threatened them just like they did to the agents in Ramos's case and said, listen, we're either going to put you in jail or you're going to lose your job if you don't say this. And they were young agents. So, and I know they terrified them because they went on the stand and just completely lied. They completely lied. And I'm sitting there looking at these guys, looking at them in the face and saying, I can't believe you're saying this, you know?
Yeah.
And Bill Bauman, the prosecutor, the assistant U.S. attorney that actually prosecuted me, the alien several times said that I pushed him with my foot, that I forcibly sat him down, which I did. I never denied that. But this Bill Bauman guy kept coming up and making like he was kicking a field goal with his foot.
Ah, I see. Really, like you really kicked him hard, huh?
And he kept saying, he goes, so you just had to give him a devastating Gary Brugman kick and he'd wind up his leg behind him and make like a field goal. I'd be like, I didn't do that. Would you please stop doing that?
Gotcha. Okay, I hear the music, Gary. Yes, hang on, brother. We'll be right back with you. Folks, we've got to do something about this. We're losing our border patrol because
of... How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24-volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Jack McLam program, and I'm so happy to have Gary on with us, and I want to thank my son, the major in the Army, Augie McLam, for hooking me up with Gary. It's an amazing story of how they met down in Texas. Matter of fact, Gary, had just gotten out of prison, and somehow my son met him. And Gary, I don't even know that story. But anyway, my son emailed me and said he'd met you. And I said, well, praise the Lord. I said, I'd like to get him on my show. And so I want to thank Augie, my son, for putting us together, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Because it's very, very important that we expose this corruption. And I want to tell you, Gary, that just last year, our two police and military associations wrote a whole newsletter, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues, which we produce now for 27 years here. We wrote a whole newsletter on what we police officers had seen over the years as corruption in the court. And we listed 12 ways in which the government agent judge and the government agent prosecutor form a conspiracy against certain individuals that are on trial and conspire secretly to manipulate the minds psychologically of the jurors to come out with the outcome they want. And they lie, they destroy evidence, they don't allow certain witnesses that will prove that you're innocent, mm-hmm. they manufacture witnesses, they pay witnesses, and we've listed 12 ways in that police and military newsletter on how the government agent judges and prosecutors, when they get a victim like yourself, and they've got to get you into prison because that's their goal, even though you're not guilty of anything, how they totally commit criminal acts to put you into prison. And I noticed here that this happened to you. And, of course, you might tell us about what they did to you. They did lie. They did pay people. And I even understand that they had the Mexican consulate go find this deported alien down there. And the Johnny Sutton, the prosecutor, actually thanked the Mexican consulate for cooperating and locating the deported alien to come and testify against you. And then it seems like they paid him off, you say here. How did they do that? It seems like he got payment under the table for his family. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct there, Jack. I didn't know it at the time of the trial. During the trial, my lawyer had asked the alien if he was receiving any compensation or was he made any promises or anything to that matter, and he said no, no, and no.
Uh-huh.
And after I got sentenced, I did back in 2003, I did a TV show, a Spanish TV show, and they had us both on there, not together, but separate filmings. And when they were closing the show, the anchor woman said, Agent Brugman has been put has been terminated from the Border Patrol and is out on bond pending an appeal. And then she turned to the alien and she said that Mr. Saldana finally got the chemotherapy that his daughter needed. Because during the show, she said that he had come across to the United States to work to pay for chemotherapy for his daughter. Uh-huh. However, that never came out at the trial when he was asked why he was coming to the United States and was he being promised anything.
Yeah.
That would have been a crucial factor. Just
sure. Yeah. And the fact is that the government gave him free chemotherapy, folks, which can range up to $150,000, because my wife just went through it, for his testimony. Mm-hmm. Now, I hear the music. We'll be right back, folks, with more of this story. We're going into the second hour here, so stay with us. We'll be right back with our dear brother, Border Patrol agent.